I'm at 81 points on the year. Fleegs is at 61, and just now 20 points behind, closing the gap
right
last
there.
Week. Yeah, because remember last week he had 30.
Did he drop like 40-something points last week? I think so.
He had 20-something because he hit that money line parlay plus the three with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Got him from 38 to 61. Either way, so right now I'm at 81. Fleegs is at 61. And you are at 55 within striking distance. I am going to do the honors this week because I didn't cash out anything last week. Maybe just hit the three-pointer with the Eagles, as a matter of fact. Which, we'll start with them. I love the Eagles here. I've been torn all week on these games. Look, it's tough games. Truth be told, I took it on the chin on Sunday to a point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't make picks. I can't. It was a bloodbath on Sunday. I love the Bills. I love the Cowboys. It was a painful one. So I was a little scared, but I'm feeling more confident as the week goes on here, and I do think the Eagles are just the better team. I like the Niners all year long, and this is where I get myself in trouble. I was on the Niners and Cowboys all year long. I even said as recently as last Sunday that whoever wins that game is going to the Super Bowl, and now I don't feel that way because the Eagles were impressive Saturday. I think at some point the rookie quarterback play is going to catch up with the Niners. They didn't impress me against the Cowboys. It was more Dallas made mistakes. Niners didn't make the mistakes. Dallas did. And also they were lucky, the Niners, because a couple of balls that got tipped that could have been intercepted were not. San Francisco really had one good drive late in that game where they ran the ball down the Cowboys' throat to put that game away. So I wasn't impressed with the Niners. Much as I like Kyle Shanahan and that offense, I think the Eagles' defense is too good, and they will turn over Brock Purdy at home, that atmosphere. Give me the Eagles in the first game, minus the 2.5. And in the second game, you know, this is one of those where I'm going to let the public dictate where I go again. And my initial thought after that game where I had the Bills against the Bengals was the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl. That was my initial thought. And I feel like that's where everybody is going. Bengals, 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 Bengals. Mahomes banged up, Bengals, Bengals. I'm going to go with Kansas City in this game. And I'm going to get the dream matchup of Andy Reid and the Chiefs versus his former team, Nick Sirianni with the punchable face and the Eagles. Chiefs right now are minus one on Superbook, so that is the line we are going to use. I got the Eagles minus 2.5, Kansas City and Mahomes. And I don't think Mahomes, while he might be limited to a certain extent, I don't think it's going to be that impactful on his game to a point where it's going to change my pick. I'm looking at him as basically the same. They could run the football a little bit, still obviously have weapons, can use Kelsey. And I know the Bengals are great, and I love Joe Burrow, and I think eventually he's going to get his Super Bowl, maybe multiple. I'm not going to go with the obvious to me, which everybody off of that win against Buffalo is going to go with the Bengals. So give me Kansas City and the Eagles. And then Fleegs and I talked about it, Marco. I think we're going to do one money line bet that you love for the 3 point. So just pick one game for 3 points this week. So for me, okay, I'm going to go the Eagles. I think the Eagles win. That's my money line pick for the additional 3 points. Remember, parlays are worth an additional 10 points this week as well. So the 40 is worth 50, 20 is worth 30, 30 is worth 40. You know how that works. So I'm going with just the two-team parlay, Eagles minus 2.5, Chiefs minus 1, and then the Eagles on the money line. You can go second.
There's not a whole lot that I'm going to add to this, unfortunately, because you and I are in lockstep with the Eagles. Look, I know I said I took the Giants last week. The Eagles, I assumed that they were a little banged up, and it was a good spot to prime to kind of get picked off because I thought they would play poorly. They played well, and I do think that there's another level for them to play. And I think the 49ers, as well as they have played and as hot as they're coming in, I don't like Brock Purdy going into Philadelphia. I feel like he will make them say, and he wasn't great last week. Let's be fair. That was the Cowboys kind of handing San Francisco the game. And I do think the Niners could run the ball. I think they could score more points than they did against Dallas. But I don't know if they can slow the Eagles down. And the Eagles, if they get out in front, that pass rush against Purdy can be very, very scary. The Eagles are an out front type of team. They get up on you by double digits, they will bury you in a heartbeat. So I do like the Eagles at home. So give me the Eagles. I'm with you on the Chiefs. I didn't like the Chiefs because I thought Mahomes would be really, really, really limited. I'm buying the bait that he's not as hurt. And more importantly, and in my brain I'm going, they're going to shoot him up with so much stuff that I feel like he's going to be able to move around a little
right.
bit. And he's not going to have to fly around. He's just going to have to be able to manipulate the pocket. Because it's not like, well, if he gets out of the pocket, that's where he hurts you. Mahomes will hurt you any way he does it.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You keep him in there, you lock him in the pocket, he's still going to carve you up if you give him time. So I feel like they will give him enough that he can move around a little bit. And I think the Bengals are a little too high on themselves walking into this game. So I do like the Chiefs as well. Same thing on the money line. I'm going to take the Chiefs. The Chiefs instead of the Eagles to be a little bit different than you. And what I'm going to try to do, because I'm behind. Now, we can add in the over-unders.
Well, right, to make it a 3 or 4 team.
This is as simple as this. I know what I think it's 46.5 and 48. I forget even which ones are there. I don't care. Give me the over on both. I feel like
so you are going 14 parlay.
Let's give
then.
It a shot. Okay. Let me see if I can catch Sal at the last grasp at the
and you're taking the overs.
Give me the over on both.
Right now it is at 46.5 for the Niners and Eagles, and it is at 48 for the Bengals and the Chiefs.
So give me the over on both, and give me the Chiefs for that money line for the extra 3 points.
All right, look at that, Marco. Since we have the same two teams, but I'm going 2-team parlay: Eagles, Chiefs. Marco goes Eagles, Chiefs, and then both overs, and we differ on the money line. Fleegs, you had the most successful weekend last week. That is why you go last here. What do you got for us?
So in the first game, I'm also laying the points with the Eagles. I think if one thing can go wrong, yes, the Niners can run the Niners can run on the Eagles. Eagles' run defense has been a little bit shaky. Christian McCaffrey is going to play. He clearly doesn't look like he's 100%. I know they have Mitchell. I know they can use Debo in there. I think if the one thing that can go wrong in this game, really wrong for either team, it's Brock Purdy against the Eagles' pass
right.
rush. So I think the Eagles are the safer choice here. They're at home. Neither one of these teams has faced great defenses in their runs a lot of this season. The Niners are doing it with a rookie quarterback. Look, the rookie quarterbacks that have made it to the conference championship game, they're 0-4. I don't think Brock Purdy, as great as this Niners team is going to be the one that gets over that hump. Because the Eagles, I said it last week when I picked them in the money line against the Giants, and the only reason I took the points was because I was scared. Well, is Jalen Hurts really banged up? You saw after the first drive, he's good to go. The Eagles are a team that people have been underrating all year. The Niners are as good as we say. The Eagles are right there with them. They can match on the offensive line. They have the pass rush. They have the defense. The Eagles are a very good football team. They're going to the Super Bowl. Two of my parlay legs here, Eagles -2.5, and I like the under in this game, under 46.5. I think it's a defensive struggle. I think you're looking at a 19-17, you know, maybe 21-20 type of game. I think the Niners offense especially will struggle against the Eagles. I guess more of my pick would be like 23-19.
Are you good with the numbers? You normally bet over-unders?
No, I usually stay away from
those. What about you, Marco?
No, I'm not a big
fan. Yeah, me neither. I never do the over-unders. Interesting. Fleas, I thought was more, you know,
this one I actually like. Like, there are, you know, a few times a year where I jump in. This would be one of them. So I'm going to say the Eagles win by about a field goal, and it's low scoring. My money line pick will be the Eagles, and this is where we're going to start to differ. I am taking the Bengals. I don't care if they're plus a couple points. I don't care if they're laying a couple points. This is a matchup that every team has that one kryptonite. The Bengals are the Chiefs' kryptonite. I love betting the Chiefs in parlays and teasers, not laying the points with them because they don't cover the big numbers historically the last few years. I like betting on them in the playoffs, just not against the Cincinnati Bengals. Lou Anarumo, Staten Island guy, has figured out a way to not completely contain this Chiefs offense, but slow them down more than most. The Bengals have the better defense talent-wise going in. Patrick Mahomes might be able to walk to the podium. Yes, he's going to be shot up with something before the game. I've heard Boomer say it all week, other guys who have dealt with a high ankle sprain. 60 minutes of game time, 3 hours of real time, playing on that sprained ankle, having to flush out of the pocket, move around, make plays. I think eventually it's going to have an impact. Even though Patrick Mahomes is the closest thing to a non-human we have playing the game of football, at some point that human body is going to show up. It's going to cause him problems. Maybe he doesn't feel it, but it's going to affect him. And the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs the last few years when Patrick Mahomes is at 100%, 3 in a row. I think the Bengals are confident. They know how to beat this team. They know they can beat this team. I think the Bengals go into Arrowhead again, beat the Chiefs, and go to the second consecutive Super Bowl.
All right.
So, unfortunately,
three-teamer or no? Or four?
Well, three legs. I'm not playing the over-under in this game.
Okay.
So it's Bengals,